he's going to say the blessing.
Okay, he's going to say the blessing. You're going to indicate that it's time to get serious, would you say?
It's time for grace.
Okay, okay. So would you ever say, after you said grace, you'd say what?
I'd say
it. Okay, let's see, would you say, let's sit down?
Yeah, let's sit down.
Okay. If you have company for dinner, would it be different, you think? Or would it be the same kind of
thing? It would be the same.
Okay. Somebody comes into the dining room, you ask him, won't you
sit down?
And so then he
sits.
Okay, and yesterday he
sat.
And no one else was standing. They all had all
sat down.
Okay. If you want somebody not to wait till potatoes are passed, you say, in other words, you want somebody to not wait and be formal, but just go ahead and what do you
go
say?
Go ahead and help yourself.
If you decide, okay, so he went ahead and
helped himself.
Since he had already helped himself, I asked him to pass him over to me. Okay. If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't.
Half already.
Okay. Would you say anything else?
No.
Okay. Perhaps you'd have something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Monday you'd eat it, and what would you be eating then?
Leftovers.
You put your food in your mouth and you begin to
chew.
Would you have any other words for it besides that?
No.
Okay. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No.
Things like carrots, peas, beets, and so forth you call what?
Vegetables.
Okay, would you call them anything else? Would you have a separate name for them if you grazed them in your own garden?
Homegrown vegetables.
What's a small plot near the house where you might grow
garden.
Vegetables? Okay, would you call it a vegetable garden or just a garden?
Garden.
What's the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs made out of ground corn and boiled or white stuff? What do you call a dish made from whole grains of corn after leaching out the leftovers?
Rice.
Okay, and have you ever heard of hominy, the white stuff?
Hominy.
And the starch made from the inside of the grain, that's what you just said, made me then. Staple food that many people. What is the name for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages or cheap whiskey in your area?
Moonshine.
Okay. Have you heard any other names for it? Did you call it, have you ever heard homebrew or would it be moonshine name?
Moonshine.
Okay. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to somebody, just...
What?
If something smells good and you want somebody to just...
Smell that.
Okay. Would you ever say smell of it?
Smell of it, uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard that one too. You crush the cane and boil the juice and make what?
Crush the cane and boil the juice.
Okay, you probably wasn't, okay. What are two sweet kind of things you'd use for sweetening food, like pancakes? What would you use on pancakes?
Syrup.
Now, would there be a thicker kind of thing that you would call that you've used more generally for other foods and just for general sweetener on biscuits and so on, what would that be called? It's a thicker kind of syrup.
Molasses.
Okay. Would you have any special name for the difference between one and the other?
No.
You have never heard short sweetening, long sweetening?
Uh-uh.
Okay. This is an imitation maple syrup. It's what would you say?
I don't know.
Okay, well, what if it was this word?